Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of Bible study together. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, it's wonderful to taste and see that the Lord is good. And what a privilege and what a blessing it is to be able to come into your presence today through means of radio and to share with you the truth of God's Word. We invite you also to look at our website, for our broadcasts are also listed on our website, which is BBFI. That's BBFI. That stands for Baptist Bible Fellowship International. BBFI, Bob Griggs, BOBGRIGGS .com. That's BBFIBobGriggs.com. And there you can also hear our broadcast. There you can download different materials that we've written for your benefit. The doctrines of our faith are all listed there, which we have shared with others. And included in those is the blessing of giving and giving God's way, and how that every individual can participate in spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we receive letters from people that say, well, our people are too poor to tithe. No, beloved, no one's too poor to tithe, because the truth of the matter is, if a person exercises faith and trusts in the Lord, God can take the 90% and stretch it farther with His blessings than the 100% will go without God's blessings. We've seen this true in our lives over and over again, and my own sweetheart wife has experienced this. There was a time when she and her family of four sat down to a meal that was made of one piece of bread that was cut into four pieces, and that was all they had for that meal. And yet, beloved, God blessed and provided and supplied and sent in more. Her mother was always very faithful to give God the first tenth of any money that she received or any money that she earned. She used envelopes to put funds in for her budget, and one envelope was for her tithe, and she never allowed anyone to touch those funds, no matter how great their need was, because she said, God will provide, and He always did. And so, beloved, that is listed in under the doctrines of faith, the last one, giving God's way. That's on our media library in our website. So we invite you to get into it and to look to it. And also, our address is written there, so you can write to us. We do appreciate the many letters that we receive from many different saints of God. We're just richly blessed to hear from you. And we do appreciate your taking time to write us a note. And it's our joy and our privilege to do what we can to send you a free New Testament, our Bible correspondence courses, Christian literature, all of these materials absolutely free and postage paid as you write to us. Now, today we're continuing in our study where we left off last time concerning a book that I learned the gospel through. It was a wordless book, and that's what we've been talking about. as a prophet of God, that is, as a messenger of God. That's what a prophet was in Old Testament times. He was a messenger of God. And what his job was to proclaim the word of God and to speak that which God instructed him to speak. Well, today we have the written word of God, and today we are to share the word of God. And so as a messenger of the Lord today, I want to continue sharing with you the message that the Lord has given us, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last time we were talking about this wordless book, this little book that the Lord used when I was only 5 years old to open up my understanding to my need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're talking about the black page. It was a page that had no words on it. It was black. But it had a beautiful and a wonderful truth that it presented. And that was that I was a sinner. For all have sinned and broken God's holy law. We've all yielded to the flesh with its evil desires. As James 2:10 states, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." It only takes one speck of ink on a white sheet of paper to take away the purity of the paper. Isaiah 64:6 states, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." And here in Isaiah 64:6, "But we are all as an unclean thing." That was Isaiah 53:6. But Isaiah 64:6 states, "We're all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses," that is, all of our good works, all of our good deeds, all of them put together, "are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf," pardon me, "and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Now, in the Hebrew, I understand that filthy rags has reference to menstrual bloody rags. That's what the best that you and I can produce looks like in the eyes of God. Our good works, without the cleansing power of the blood of Christ having been applied to our life, are filthy and are meaningless. The best that you and I can do, beloved, is infected by sin outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we need to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as Savior. As I quoted a while ago, Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray." We've gone astray from the Lord. We've turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. As a boy, we had a riddle. The riddle was like this. There were 19 sheep in a pasture. One jumped the fence. How many were left? The answer was none, because sheep follow the leader. And all we, like sheep, have gone astray. The whole human race followed the example of Adam and Eve. For we all were born with an Adamic nature, that is, a sin nature, so that nobody had to teach us how to do wrong. We were born with a nature to do wrong. Psalm 53:3 states, "Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." Yes, beloved, the black page certainly revealed the filthy condition of my young heart, even at the age of 5. Thus I realized that I needed a clean heart, I needed forgiveness for all the many times that I disobeyed my parents. I was selfish. I was self-centered. I had evil thoughts and always wanted my own way. I would pout or cry if I did not get my way. I wanted the biggest piece of pie or cake or candy. I knew that I was a sinner because I had a sinful spirit or a sinful heart. Also, the black page reminded me of what the Bible said is the penalty for sin. Romans 6:23 states, "For the wages or the penalty of sin is death." There are two kinds of death. The first that we think of course, is physical death, which we're all well aware of. But the second death is the lake of fire. The last book of the Bible is the book of Revelation. And in Revelation chapter 20 and 21, we read about this lake of fire. In Revelation 20:14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You see, beloved, God has a book, a record of the life of every individual that's ever lived. And in the book of life are written the names of those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted Him as Savior. But those who have not accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior, their name will not be found there. In Revelation 21 and verse 8, we read these words, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Beloved, have you committed any of those sins? Do any of those sins describe you? Well, beloved, this is a real, literal place that he's telling us about. And in Luke chapter 16, the Lord Jesus describes and tells us more about where an individual who dies without Jesus goes when they die. And so in the next broadcast, we're going to consider that. Till then, goodbye.